Mundas podcast.
Hello and welcome to the Mundas podcast. Before we do the proper podcast with Elise, I'm going to tell you about a convention coming up, which I've been told about. It's a Bugs convention, and that's the BBC show out in the 90s, but it does have a Doctor Who spin. It's called The Hive and Beyond, and it's on the 12th and 13th of October in North Wales, and I'm going to try and pronounce it. I do apologise to Welsh people everywhere, or Welsh-speaking people. Blenior Festiniog, and that's in North Wales. And John Leeson's going to be there, a star of Doctor Who, K-9, obviously the voice. And he was in an episode called Manna from Heaven in Bugs. You can get tickets from Eventbrite. So if you want to find more about it, if you just basically Google The Hive and Beyond, I'm sure you'll find it generally. But the actual website is HTTP, all that slash stuff, thehiveandbeyond.webs.com. And more easy for to find it would be The Hive and Beyond's got a Facebook group, so just type in the Facebook Hive and Beyond. Twitter as well, I'm sure it's on Twitter as well, The Hive and Beyond. So you can search for it there. The prices for the convention, one-day tickets are adults £40, students and anyone aged 65 plus are £35, and children are £30. Two-day tickets are adults £70, students and 65 plus are £60, and children are £50. If you buy them from the Eventbrite website, you'll be charged additional stuff for handling, etc. So John Leeson's going to be there, and that's the 12th and 13th of October, and there's going to be more people announced as well. So hopefully there'll be more Doctor Who people, and it sounds very interesting. So yeah, check that out. Especially the easiest way to find it will be on Facebook, and then you can find the website from there. But The Hive and Beyond is what the convention's called. So now I'm going to talk to Elise Harris about her rubbish but good Doctor Who episode. Enjoy. First off, do you want to do publicity, tell people about your Edinburgh show, your website, etc.?
Sure, that would be fantastic. Yeah. Well, I've got a show called Dead Famous. I'm taking up with somebody else. We're basically going to be historical figures, and we're going to do a sort of comedy chat show hosting, and have guests from around the fringe, either doing history-based material, or maybe just stuff that from their show, or just stuff. Anyway, it's going to be it's just going to be a spot show, basically, but we're going to talk to them as well as historical characters.
And where's that on, and what time?
Fly, which is Venue 63. It's a pub just past the Grass Market. As you go towards, there's a lap dancing club called the Burke and Hare. Lovely name for it. It's not as far as that. It's not in there. It's nearly there. And that's at 9 o'clock from the 3rd till the 24th of August.
And website and YouTube links?
Yeah, the website is funnypeculiar.com/deadfamous. YouTube links is just my YouTube, really, which is Elise Harris, my name. And, yeah, Twitter, deadfamous2 is. So, yeah.
That. So, in terms of Doctor Who stuff, I mentioned your top five shit Doctor Who's that you like. So I don't know how we describe them there. Shit Who's that you have a lot of time for.
The trouble is, who's going to define them as terrible? You might think that they're the most fantastic thing ever.
That's
and
it.
Be insulted.
That's it. Exactly. which ones have you went for then, firstly?
All right. Well, first of all, Love and Monsters.
Right.
I think there are terrible, terrible flaws in it. Mostly the pavement and Peter Kay was terribly miscast, and it was a terrible mistake to have a child design the monster. But apart from that, it was really good.
Yeah, I think a lot of people do hate it. And I'm one of them. I'm not really a fan of it.
No, I mean, it's got terrible flaws. But it's not until really the end, when the Doctor comes into it, that it goes all wrong. If you just take it for it is. I mean, Mark Warren and Shirley Henderson are fantastic, and the rest of the cast as well. It's just Peter Kay is just no. And And really, the ending is just, oh dear, no. But, you know, Mark Warren's good, so that's helpful.
Mark Warren is brilliant anyway. You know, I think when they cast him, I was like, oh, brilliant. But I think Doctor Who and casting comedians of the time is always a bit ropey, you know, Ken Dodd, etc. you know, it doesn't quite work. But yeah, there was a phase where it was Doctor Light episodes, and some of them really worked, like Blink, and then some of them were a bit. But yeah, I mean, Love and Monsters is. It's an acquired taste, isn't it?
It's got its moments. If you don't take the bad things and you just go, oh, well, I'll just ignore those, it's a good story. It's not really a Doctor Who story, but it's a good story.
So are there all going to be new episodes, or have you done new and classic?
Really, no. Apart from that, and I've got one other new episode that I don't know, it's debatable whether it's crap, but it sort of is. But which would be End of Time.
Right, yes, a lot of people would have that there, yeah.
Yeah, because, I mean, it's good. It's like, hooray, we've got somebody else covered in soon. That's one good thing. Timothy Dalton spitting all over the place. That's an awful thing. But it's also wonderful. It's like, oh my God, he's completely off he's just off his head. And also, the Master, it's completely like, well, he's completely lost it. If you ever had any idea that he, well, you know, but you got the sympathy as well. You're like, oh, is that what he's doing, what he's doing? Which sort of undercut him and ruined it a little bit, because he's just, you know, a nutcase up until then. But you've got some sympathy for him. But he's also the maddest he's ever been. You've also got the intense homoeroticism between him and the David Tennant Doctor. It's like, what the hell's going on here? It's like sadomasochism and all sorts going on. It's like, what the hell? Really, a little bit scary, a little bit, but wonderful as well. And it's just, you know, that one that ended, that woman that was in Being Human was in it, and I'd never seen her before that. So in retrospect, that's interesting. She was. I can't remember what she was in Being Human. She's a werewolf anyway in Being Human. You know what I mean?
No, I've never watched Being Human, but I kind of know who you mean. But yeah, it's strange when you said End of Time, because my brain instantly goes, like, a lot of people don't really like it because it seems dragged out, and that's, you know, it's like
Thing. It's just like, and end it, and then have a little bit more of an ending. It's got an ending that never ends, a never-ending ending, really. But
I think in terms of finales, the bad finale, I think, really was the one where Johnston first came into it, and you had the miniature doctor and stuff.
That was ridiculous.
Yeah.
But, I mean, I'm not putting that in because I don't really like it. So it's not a wonderful, so terrible it's wonderful. It's just terrible. You know, I believe in the Doctor and, you know, the whole Tinkerbell Jesus thing. It's just, oh, no. It's just, oh. it has its moments, but they're all too few. I remember sitting there going, what the hell is going on? This is awful. And the setup episode, the episode before was good, but the actual last ever episode, because it was a two-part, was it two-part or a three-part? Anyway.
It was technically probably a three-parter, really. Yeah.
That it's just the last part, it just undercut anything. It's just like, what? No.
Do you think David Tennant's doctor got a little bit whiny and whingy near the end, and he was like, oh, I don't want to go, and stuff like that?
Yeah, he did. Right at the end. Well, yeah. The last year or so, really. Oh, just go. Oh, we know you're going. Just go. Get on with it. And the same with Russell T Davies, who'd been fantastic. And by that time, it was like, I've had enough now. To be honest, I'm sort of feeling that same way now. But, you know, it's, you know, there comes an end to things. And you're just like, the end's gone. End it. Stop carrying on. No, no more ending. Just finish it. You know, so, yeah. And that's the same with finales. It's like they can drag on a little bit, really. But,
that's true. So what's next on your list then?
Oh, next on my list, I think, Snake Dance.
Right, nice, yeah.
Is this got Martin Clune with, like, all earrings and makeup and being absolutely... I don't think I've seen him before that. It's just ridiculous. And it's got the snake. Yeah, I think in the reissue, they've changed the snake, but it's just a big plastic snake, really, isn't it?
It is, yeah. So Snake Dance was after Kinder, wasn't it? That's right, isn't it? Yeah. I didn't really get either of them. I know some people love them, like the two parts.
Doctor Who's. What do you expect? Yeah, you didn't get them. No, I'm having to drag my head for this. No, you didn't get any of them. No, they're all a bit weird at that point, aren't they?
I think Kinder was particularly messed up. I don't know what the hell was going on there. I think that someone had smoked some stuff that day. You know, it went very odd. It felt a bit like an early 80s pop video that someone just went, yeah, that'll work.
But, I mean, it was the year after because, I mean, Kinder was the year before. So this was, you know, this is like the second of the next bit. So, I don't know. You'd had a little bit of a break. They should have recovered by then, a year later.
I read something today that Tegan was voted the best companion ever.
What? What, by Australians?
I don't know. It just came up on the Facebook feed, and I'm thinking, was that someone's personal opinion? But yeah, apparently it was a poll. I mean, there's loads of polls. But yeah, Tegan, that's an interesting one. You know, I don't mind her. But
yeah, she's all right. Yeah. She's not terrible. I mean, out of the whole bunch that they had around that time, she's probably one of the better ones.
I always wonder what the purpose of Nissa is, because she just seems to be so inoffensive and just there, doesn't she?
You know, but she's because, you know, he probably felt responsible. It's his fault that her father's dead, really. Not just the master. I mean, it's possibly the master's fault, but it's all, you know, complicit in the whole ending of it. If he'd not known the master, then that would have been fine. He's also, she is, like, she's a big genius in the beginning, and then she just sort of deteriorates. She's like, I can do everything, and then Adric's like, well, I can give him too, and then they're just having stupid little girly cat fights, or it's just a little bit annoying, but
what you're really trying to say is Adric's a dick, and that's fine, you know.
Yes, he is. I mean, you know, when you're a small child, you think, oh, Adric, I'm on his side, and then you look at them, and you go, twat. He's awful. He just, you know, anything that Nissa could have been, it's just like, no, Adric's just there whining and undercutting her.
So do you like the kind of the basically because of Martin Clunes, is that the redeeming quality for this episode?
It's not got much, is it? It's just you asked me for the crap ones, so what do you expect? It's crap, but it's you know, the fact that he's, you know, poncing about, new romantic, sort of, just like...
Yeah, this is a new romantic Doctor Who, I'll give you that. Yeah.
It's just ridiculous, really, isn't it?
We've done very well thus far, not having any Colin Bakers. I'm wondering if you're going to add any next to being a Colin Baker, I'm not sure.
Oh, right, I haven't really... Colin Bakers, which is the... I mean, anything with... I don't know, they're all a bit shit, aren't they? So, it's a pick, really. Because at that time... I know that my dad is not a Doctor Who fan, and I think they were on too often at that point. So I'm not really, I didn't see many, especially the later Colin Baker, when he got fat and came back, and because my father wouldn't let me. And the same reason, I don't really, even though I really love Sylvester McCoy, I don't really have any recollection of seeing any Sylvester McCoy. I must have done, because I know who Ace is. I remember Bonnie Langford. I must have seen them. Well, I just can't remember them at all. And I was having this discussion with my fat mate yesterday, and saying, have you seen The Happiness Patrol? He's like, I can't really remember it. All I remember is the giant licorice all-sort man. I'm like, yeah, that's all I remember, and I don't think I've seen it. I think maybe that whole area is just blanked out. It's just like, let's not go there. I think The Brain of Morbius.
Right. Yeah, I do enjoy that. I can understand why it has shitty quality in the sense of it's a bit ramshackle and there's bad props and stuff, but it's very hammery, you know, Hammer Horror.
Very hammery and very campy, but it's amazing. It's really good. It's not shit, but then it sort of is, though, in the same way that most of the best Doctor Whos are sort of shit at the same time as being amazing. I mean, even if you, like, you can't possibly say... These are without fault. I mean, looking back, you can't say any of them are without fault, really, even if you love them to bits, really. Oh, you can. You say, but not quite. It's like...
No, I was just thinking about what you said there. There's always that element of everyone has their guilty pleasures, you know.
Be sneery. You don't want to be like, oh, I only like them because they're so bad. I mean, I don't think that. I think they're all great, but you've got to really... be sensible about this, really, however great they are.
It's like when Sarah Jane Smith blinded and stuff like that. And it's not laughable at times, but you know, it has moments where it's like the monster that's created is you would be more perplexed by him rather than scared. You would be like, "Oh, what's that?
What's going on?" I mean, that whole season. I mean, Pyramids of Mars is wonderful, but it's silly. It's ridiculous. And Seeds of Doom is ridiculous. And then you go on like a little bit further, and you've got things like Talons of Wen Chang, which is just racist and awful. But it's sort of amazing as well. But that is a guilty pleasure, because if you like that, you have to go, yeah, I'm an apologist. I'm sorry. You know, but I do sort of remember seeing something. I don't know, because I've got a vague idea that I remember something about some. I thought that it was Davros, but he's not in it, is he? I thought there was some sort of person that was a bit like Davros, and he got sucked down the toilet. But I'm thinking now that I probably saw an episode of Stanley Baxter or some sort of parody of a Doctor Who, and then in my tiny little child brain thought it was Doctor Who. As you do, if you get really excited, oh, it's Doctor Who, and you just think it is Doctor Who, you know?
It's weird how your child brain kind of takes things and makes them better as well, which is weird, because obviously my first year was first McCoy, and you do have a lot of more time for stuff that was your first Doctor Who, you know, even if you look back and you think it's a bit ropey.
Yeah.
But, you know, you're kind of a lot more kind of, you cut a lot more slack, don't you?
Yeah. I mean, the whole Peter Davison thing it's just my... You know, I can't help it, because it's just what I was watching. That's just my childhood. So even though they are terrible, I vaguely reckon. I mean, you look back on them and you go, I can't remember this. What's this? I don't remember seeing this. What's this? What's going on? This is awful. But, you know, when you're a small child, it's not the same, is it, at all?
Of course not. No, no. So what's next on your list then?
Oh, yeah. I have to think now. Let's have a little think. I don't know. What's that one? I can't remember what it's called. What's that one? I think they repeated it on TV last year. They might have done. Yeah, as a sort
Hand of Fear.
Sarah Jane. Hand of Fear!
That's yes, I like Hand of Fear.
Hand of Fear. It was on last year, wasn't it? That's the first time I'd seen it. It was just like, whoa, this is amazing. And that the baddie that just keeps changing into somebody else. It's like, stay up. Why do you keep being different people? Calm down. And it's just, and it's got that rubber hand in it. It's just ridiculous, but amazing.
Was it Eldrad Must Live? That was
Eldrad, yes. Eldrad, who's a nice woman and then an evil man, or is it the other way around? Anyway.
That sums up why that era is brilliant, because it is ludicrous and all that, but it's Sarah Jane delivers it well, you know, it's good. It's,
Sarah Jane
it is silly with a hand and all that, but it is clever, you know. It's clever.
Yeah. You can't not watch it. You can't not go, this is fabulous, really, but it is terrible.
I'm intrigued that there's more than one Tom Baker in there. I thought there'd be more kind of... later doctors kind of getting the mention. Obviously you said that your memory's a bit sketchy about the
lady. My memory is massively sketchy, which means that I've just made this hold up. I don't know anything about these. Can I remember that thing with a thing? And it had a thing in it. Like, I've got this vague memory of seeing an episode of Doctor Who where somebody went into an attic and then they went all green, and then somebody that looked a bit like the Master but probably wasn't came in and went, ooh, and then they went all rotten and then they went out and that never happened. I'm sure I've asked everyone, is that an episode of Doctor Who? No. Do you remember seeing anything like that any time between like the beginning of TV history and now? And they're like, no, that never happened. So I'm just like, did I make this up? Did I have a dream? It's weird. It was scary and terrifying, and I was scared about it for years, but it probably never happened. So I can't remember anything, really. When you're looking at the later Doctors, you're thinking, when you mean later Doctors, I mean, do you mean the later, like, the recent ones?
I mean, more like Colin Baker.
Colin Baker. I can't remember. I mean, Perry, anything with Perry's annoying, really. So that's just... And on the first Colin Baker, where it's just like horrible and nasty, and he tries to kill her. That's awful. It's not like good shit. It's just like, what? It's disturbing, isn't it?
Yeah, there's no redeeming quality to that, to Twin Dilemma. No, definitely not. No. So what's your final shit but good choice?
Shit but good. Let me think. Like I said, I haven't seen Happy News Patrol. I thought I had. Oh, I know. King's Demons.
Wow. I didn't think there was any good qualities to that, but I'm intrigued. What are the good qualities?
It's got like history in it. Rubbish history. It's because I think I've mentioned to you before that I do like a good Turlough episode. I like Turlough a lot. I don't remember him from the time. I was alive when he was around. I can't remember him, but seeing them on YouTube or whatever, I'm like, I like Turlough. He's a good solid red-headed companion. Yay. You've got Tegan, not so good. And then you've got the first introduction of Chameleon, and you're like, oh, well, he's a bit rubbish. Is he going to be in it? And it's like, no, he's a new companion. And then he disappears. And apparently it's because the robot they built broke, or the man that made it died or something, and they couldn't make it work. So they just had to quietly pretend that never happened and get rid of it. It's like, probably just as well, because, you know, robot companions. K-9, yeah, K-9's great. But, you know, he's, like, better than Chameleon anyway. But, I don't know. It's just the fact that they introduced Chameleon and then immediately have to get rid of him because he's...
Yeah, it was a bit harsh on the production team, you know, how getting something like that and think, this is going to be amazing, this is going to be like Star Wars. And, oh, and also with the fact that King's Demons are two-parter as well, two-parters... Especially around that era, I was never really a massive fan of, like, the Awakening and stuff like that. It just,
Yeah. See, I mean, you've asked, it's a big ask to ask which are the shit ones that you like, because, you know, they're either crap or you like them. Otherwise, you know, you have to go, I have to apologise for liking them. It's like, so I'm having to think of genuinely crap ones, and then you're like, well, what's good about it? It's like, I don't know.
The Master's in King's Demon, that's a good thing.
Yeah, there's good things in it, yes. There's good things in it, but, you know, there's good things in all of them, really. You have to say that, really, don't you? Yes, it's amazing. Well, Turlough's good. I like him.
And so, to conclude, I was going to ask you, because I'll put this out pretty soon, so it's not going to have a drag, because they might announce this by the time it's out, but who would you like, then, for the new Doctor, then?
Well, you know, they stopped betting because it was Rory Kinnear, and I thought, oh, no, I don't like Rory Kinnear. I don't at all. And I was absolutely, absolutely convinced it was going to be Colin Salmon, and everyone was like, shut up, it's not going to be Colin Salmon. I was so convinced it was going to be. I got really excited about it. But I don't know who the ideal would be. Who would your ideal be, just as a message?
The guy who was in Endeavour was my initial thought. The Inspector Morse prequel guy, Sean Evans. He, I think he would work as a kind of youngish sort of doctor. But Joanna Lumley, no, I don't know.
Joanna Lumley, yeah, I don't think that's going to happen somewhere.
There's just so many people who I've never heard of getting linked to the role. You know, they've been in one kind of drama on BBC Two late at night or something.
Yeah.
And like, oh, I love them. And you go, I've never heard of them.
Well, I'm worried because usually what they've done is the one who does get cast, he's cast in a couple of different things on BBC just before. And the fact that Rory Kinnear's just been in that Arthur Strong thing. It's just been like, oh, no, it's not going to be him, is it? Oh, no. But they don't usually cast people in sitcoms just before, but, you know,
no.
Do suddenly. So you have to look at BBC and see who's been in those things lately that it might be. That's not too high profile, but high profile enough that you didn't really know who they were before. And now, they're up and coming. So who would that be?
It's tough because Matt Smith kind of was there slightly under the radar in the sense of what you mean, and then suddenly he gets cast. So it's a tough one. I mean, you know, I don't know about you, but I don't care if it's a woman. It doesn't bother me.
No, I don't care. You know, it's like, I know, as long as they're good. But
yeah. You know, people go, oh, it can't be a woman.
Their brains are going to explode if it's anybody other than the typical. I mean, now they're thinking, I mean, because they've been so young for so long. If they had somebody older, everyone's going to go, what? What's that? No, you can't have an old Doctor Who, because they don't know that they were old Doctor Whos. And it's just gone, you know, they've established that. So it's like, Because I think they were going to cast an older Doctor Who before they cast Matt Smith, weren't they?
That was the plan, wasn't it? Be interesting if they do cast someone slightly older this time, you know.
Good Doctor Who, who's a little bit on the old side now. Somebody called Derek Smith, who I know, who is amazing, but he's like 83, so I don't think they're going to cast him.
No, I don't. Is there any chance of
Shakespeare Company and all sorts?
Yeah, if there's any chance of potential death, no, you know, it's that sort of age.
Don't say that. Oh, he's lovely, don't say that.
if you were to be cast, it would be fine because you're in your 30s, it's okay. But, you know, when you're later than that, you know, when you're past pension.
When you're past ancient, yeah. So I think anybody up to about 70 is probably these days, what with healthcare and stuff, safe. But once you get past the time when you're not really adequately insured anymore, which I think is like 72 or something, they don't insure you properly after that. So then you're going, oh, maybe not. So yeah. Anyone under that who's only going to, you know, anyone who's going to be under 74 by the time they finish, maybe. Possibly, in terms of, and if they're very healthy, because you can get very healthy. I mean, look at Yoko Ono, she's 80. Would you think it? No, so Yoko Ono, that's who's going to be the next
one. I'm going to leave it on that big bombshell, and that's going to be the search thing on iTunes, and people are like, oh, I love Yoko Ono, you know, so it'll be brilliant. And start the rumour now.
Yeah.
My best podcast.